Father, I thank you, Lord, as we gather together for prayers today. Scripture says they continued daily in the apostles' doctrine and in prayers. And from house to house, they did that. And Lord, you've given us this platform to be able to do that. Everybody joining from their homes, from their workplaces, from wherever they are. And we want to come together this morning. We declare that the entrance of your word by exhortation will bring light and give understanding. And as we pray together this morning and for one another, we believe, Lord, that we will fortify our defenses. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So I'm going to just share for a few minutes some scriptures that we're going to use to pray. And I want everybody put on your prayer garments this morning. We are always in a battle zone, you know. We are always in a battle zone. The devil is walking 24/7. And we can't let up. We cannot let up. Jesus said, pray, you know, lest you fall into temptation. Well, I say pray, lest you fall into the hands of the devil. Because he's got, you know, all kinds of things that he's trying, you know, put upon the people to choke out the joy of the Lord. You know, all kinds of different things. Let there be more burdens, more problems. Let them lose their jobs. Let them have more mortgages, car payments, different things, you know, that will choke the life out of them. So they won't have time and they won't have the freedom. They won't have the peace to enjoy the worship of the Lord. That's his plans. But we are not ignorant of the devices of the devil, and neither indeed should we be. Praise the Lord. So here are some promises for us today. I will restore unto you, saith the Lord. Joel 2:25. The years that the locusts are eating. Well, could be years, could be weeks, could be months. Caterpillar, cankerworm, palmerworm, and so forth. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of my people, that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Twice he says that in those two verses, that my people shall never be ashamed. And we're going to use that this morning to pray. We're going to pray for restoration. People who have lost their jobs, people are going through, you know, whatever. Even it could be hardships on your health or in any situation, you know, anything that try to bring shame. Jesus said, my people shall never be ashamed. In the scripture, the Lord tells us, my people shall never be ashamed. My people shall never be ashamed. And we're going to pray. So, there are many things that are going on, you know, physically and also in the spiritual realm. These things happen in the spiritual realm. And just like God has his ordinances in heaven that set his dominion upon the earth, even so do the, you know, wickedness, spiritual wickedness in high places. They have their own ways as well. But we got to dislodge them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Got to dislodge them from where they sit pretty. Say, well, I sit a queen over God's people. I sit a king. No. You know, we're going to bring him down. You know, Bible says, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against knowledge of God and the goodness of God in our lives. We're going to bring them down. Praise the Lord. So I want us to pray. I'll just call out a few prayer points this morning. That's all we're doing today. Just want to pray. Praise God. Prayer can be so powerful and far-reaching. And occasionally when we come together like this, we're going to take one day here and one day there to just pray for one another. Praise the Lord. So I want you, those of you who are on stage, have your mics, and those of you who are in the VIP listening lounge as well, join us in prayer. Open your microphones. You can do that. And just listen as I call out these prayers from one segment to another. And let us pray. The Bible says, my people shall never be ashamed. Anything that brings shame, you've lost your job, probably even lost your housing. I mean, you can't be on the street, you know, because my people will never be ashamed. Hallelujah. And I've seen, you know, David said, I've been young, now I'm much older, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Well, sometimes it looks like the righteous are forsaken. Sometimes it looks like his seed are begging bread. So we're going to take a posture to build up our spiritual defenses against the plans of the enemy today. Prayer in Jesus' name. Let's come out swinging. Glory to God. Prayer. You know, open your mouth and pray. Let's pray in the spirit. Let's pray with our understanding. We will not be ashamed. Our children, our grandchildren after them. You know, Lord, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Join me. Open your mouth and let's pray together. Well, thank you, Father, for all your children that are here. We thank you for our families. Pray for yourself. Pray for your children. Pray for your families.
In Jesus'
name. Come out and pray. Devil is busy. Work. Yes, devil. Fighting back. Glory back. Devil cannot have your grandchildren. The Bible says my people shall never be ashamed. Lord, you are the glory and the glory of our head in the name of Jesus. My head shall not be bowed down. My children's head shall not be bowed down. My wife's head shall not be bowed down. My grandchildren's head shall not be bowed down. They shall be the head of Jesus. They shall be covered with ashes. They shall be covered with sackcloth. They shall be covered with sackcloth. Your children shall not be in threat. Children of the righteous shall be great. Makateri Makanda. They shall be delivered. Lekrobosai Kandima Kandima. Randa Leos Kandisiala Bakuri Kateri Kashi. La Probasai Kiki Maturi Kapashi Teri Basan. Yaraba Kandorianda Shiken Teri Masakan. Ripato Shate Makuri Kasanda Kauri. Eri Dabasanda Bakuri Alashende Kutori Hai.
Ah, God's righteousness shall be to you, your children and grandchildren, in the name of Jesus. Your children shall be mighty upon the earth. Lord shall increase you more and more. You and your children. My sake, Patorica Shinda Bakauri. The Alabasa is a Botaria Shanu. Our children shall have a place of refuge in the Lord. The things that make for people, the things, O Lord, that try to seal their peace, all the things that make for peace, let it come upon our children, let it come upon our families, let it come upon the brothers here, my brothers here, my sisters here, in the name of Jesus. Everything that makes for peace, in the name of Jesus, everything that makes for distress, that makes for unrest. Ah, lakete rebu sarabakanda baseria. From your people. Thou shalt be far from oppression. Ah, I'm from the Sierra, because it shall not deny thee. Leke, Joshita, Laburka, Oshitae Basse. Let them be lifted up. Let the knees that are feeble receive strength. Let the heads that are bowed down be lifted up.
By your power and by your
miracles. The God of supply, the covenant keeping God, my help, Lord, come through for your people. In the name of Jesus,
we stand in the name of Jesus. We stand in the blood of Jesus.
The righteous shall flourish.
May
that be planted in the house of our God. They shall flourish like the mountain
trees.
We pray against sickness in the family. Come against diabetes. I come against stroke.
I come against her blood pressure. In the name of Jesus. Liba Shutaniba Shukarabasindirima. I command the effects of stroke, you know, to be removed from your children. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I come against the name of Jesus. That he that followeth after me shall not walk in darkness.
He will not bend into being able upon us. We will not put our hand into iniquity. In the name of Jesus.
Remember
your elect from good.
In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying.
Amen.
We want to pray against the spirit of confusion. You know, when people are going through stuff, sometimes they are even confused. They don't even know what to do. They don't even know to turn where to turn to, left or right, and so forth. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 8 and verse 12, you know, gave us this powerful, reassuring, promise. He said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Walk in darkness means confused. They don't even know where they're going, know where they're turning to. You know, they shall not walk in darkness. They shall have the light of life. They'll be able to see clearly. The light will shine upon their ways. Hallelujah. Light is sown for the righteous, and the light for the righteous will shine more and more as unto the perfect day. I'm going to pray for prosperity instruction to come to you and your children. You know, the Bible says that God teaches us to profit. Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 17. You know, we're not talking about becoming millionaires overnight, but we're talking about being able to make ends meet. Hallelujah. You know, that you will not earn money to put in a bag of holes. You had food enough. I would say having food and raiment, well, you know, it'll be enough, you know, and we should therewith be content. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, Isaiah 48 and 17. Even the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee how to profit. I will lead you in the way that you should go. You can profit even in the middle of scarcity. You know, all that is going on around you, God will show you how to profit. Yes, you can make profit even while others are in difficulty. You know, at any time, you know, the promises of God are sure. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord, they shall flourish even in the courts of our God. Well, we must flourish. God wants us to flourish. He said, I am come that ye might have life and that more abundantly. John 10 and 10. The devil is the one that comes to steal, to kill, and so forth. You know, but Jesus gives us abundant life. Psalm 92 and verse 12. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree, shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. Praise the Lord. You know, so, you know, let's believe God that we will flourish. You know, God will have us flourish. Praise God. God will give us instruction. The Lord will teach us, give us the power to to make well. Deuteronomy chapter 8 and verse 18. Praise the Lord. God will give us instruction for righteousness. He will give us even instruction, you know, for flourishing. Praise God. It is the Lord thy God, he said, hallelujah, that teacheth thee power to get well. So in Deuteronomy 8 and 18, he said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get well, that he may establish his covenant with you. Hallelujah. He's a covenant-keeping God. What are the things that he promised? Well, I will never leave you nor forsake you. The word of God said through the mouth of the psalmist, he said, I have been young and I'm older now, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. If there is ever a situation where you as a righteous or your children, you know, look like you are abandoned or forsaken, well, we can change that by the word of the Lord. You know, we've been talking about naming your situation. You will no longer be called forsaken. Ha! Glory to God. You will not be called desolate. Should there be any desolation or any act that makes us look like, or any situation that makes us look like forsaken, we're going to come against that, and God will shine. The light will shine upon our ways, we are told. Praise the Lord. You know, we must acquaint ourselves with the Lord. We must draw closer to him. And thereby shall good come unto us, you know, it says in the book of Job. Acquaint now thyself with the Lord. Glory to God. Thereby good shall come unto thee. We want to pray that, you know, in our moments of going through, rather than drawing away into depression, people will draw closer to the Lord. Job 22 and verse 21. Acquaint now thyself with him and be at peace. Thereby good shall come unto thee. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his words in thy heart. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Put away iniquity far from thy tabernacles. Then shalt thou lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ophir as the stones of the brooks. Yea, the Almighty shall be thy defense. That's right. Thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, even as you lift up your face unto God. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him, and he shall hear thee. And that, you remember to pay your vows as well. If you say, well, Lord, if you do this, I will do that. Well, when the Lord does that, make sure you do the other as well. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. And the light shall shine upon your ways. Even when men are cast down, everybody's saying, well, things are tough. You'll be saying, no, things are looking good. Things are looking up and up. Ha! There shall be a lifting up. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Let us pray that the Lord will give us instruction and show us the way we go. Psalm 32 verse 8 says, I will guide you with my eye. I will lead you in the way that you should go. Job 32 and verse 8 says, there is a spirit in man. Hallelujah. And the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Glory to God. Prayer in Jesus' name. Let's pray for instruction to come from the Lord.
Give us, Lord. Lord, we just pray this morning. We ask, Lord, for your divine nature, your divine knowledge, divine instruction, your guidance in the Lord.
Lord God Almighty, even while they are sleeping, Lord, glory to God, Jesus, and write instruction in their hearts, O Lord, of what to do. Ah, Ilibashe Kare Labakanda Base Kando Shitanosa Bari and the Kari. Le satori bari kanderi ba hariba shiri kanderi ba kauria. Riala bahando zeze boto shikandori baka. In dreams and in visions, Lord, impart unto them spiritual wisdom and guidance in the name of Jesus. Even while they sleep, Lord, seal the instruction in their heart. According to Job 33 and 16, I pray, Lord, that you open up their understanding. Even in their sleep, you write the instructions in their hearts. And when they wake up, Lord, they will have understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, give, O God, solution to difficult problems. Bible says that God dissolved doubts. You understand the dark sentences. You know, give, O Lord, your people, you know, the understanding to solve difficult situations. Glory to God. Knowledge, that be upon them. Glory to God. Wisdom and understanding, the fountain of knowledge, be upon your children. And they pull out instruction from the Almighty. Ria sanda bori kateri mashanda. Teach your hands, teach our hands, teach the hands of your children how to profit. Glory to God. Teach their minds how to profit. Let our minds not be weak. And let us be strong in the Lord and the power of his mind. We give the Lord the praise and we give the Lord the glory. We thank you, Lord, because you are good and your mercy endureth forever. We pray, O Lord, for the spirit and the grace of truth be upon us, be upon your children. The spirit of grace and truth at all times. Era kutoshi karabahuri masanda. Libra sotani karila bashinderi makaria. God is looking for true worshippers. Let's continue to worship him and continue to praise him. Never mind what's going on. God will give you instruction, give you strategy. Hallelujah. You know, God, a little in God's hands can be a lot. According to Isaiah chapter 60, a small one become a great nation. A little one, mighty one, a small one, a thousand. Glory to God. God can take a little and multiply it and meet your needs. He will meet your needs. Glory to God. None shall say, I have no bread to eat. None shall say, I have no food, no water, no place to live. The Lord, he will be your shelter. He will be your shield. Hallelujah. My people shall never be ashamed. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Well, let's worship the Lord with this song.
We worship your name, Jesus. Somebody just lift up your voice and worship the King of Kings. I worship your name, Jesus. Come on, somebody just raise your voice to the Lord. He's worthy to be praised, he's worthy to be worshipped. Lift your voice and say, something about the faithfulness of God. You are righteous. I know that you are so righteous. And because He's righteous, we are called the righteousness of God. Oh, God.
God is good. As we worship Him today, let us be thankful because He's heard our prayers. I know the few minutes, the powerful prayer session we had today is going to make a difference. Praise the Lord. Here, just a few more promises that we can latch onto to help us as you go through your day. For you, you know, and for your children, after you as well. Praise the Lord. The Lord said in the word of God in the book of Psalm 115 and verse 14, the Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. Praise the Lord. Not just you alone and not just your children alone, but both you and your children, the Lord will increase more and more. Praise, especially when it counts the most. The Lord will remember you. Praise the Lord. In the book of Psalm 90, we read as follows, verses 16 and 17. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. It's always a complete package for you and your children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish thou the work of our hands upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it in Jesus' name. All the works of your hands, the Lord, shall establish them even to his own glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We shall, the scripture we read in Joel says, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and you shall praise the name of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. Even in the midst of dryness and famine and all of that, well, the Lord will change your story so that it is different. It will make your soul, to be fat, and flourishing, so because you are planted in the house of the Lord. Thy soul fat, even in famine. God is able to do that. When there is scarcity everywhere, yet the Lord can bring goodness unto you. Isaiah chapter 58 verse 11 says, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul even in drought, and make fat thy bones. This fat here means strong, healthy, that's what it means, so that you are not lean and you are not weak, strong and you are healthy. Praise the Lord. He will guide thee continually and it will satisfy thy soul even in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden. Praise the Lord. Whose waters fail not. Isn't that beautiful? Isaiah 58 and 11. I want to leave that with you today as your memory verse and as a promise of the day. Praise the Lord. And, instead of thee, you can say my or me. The Lord shall guide me continually and satisfy my soul in drought. Will make fat my bones so that I will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters fail not. That's a point blank promise. I want to leave that with you today. I want to invoke that, confer that upon everyone that is here in the name of the Lord. The Lord shall guide thee continually. Isaiah 58:11. And use that for yourself. Speak it to your situation, even on this day. It will satisfy thy soul in drought. Make fat thy bones. Hallelujah. So you will not be lean. You will not be haggard. You will not be weak. You will be strong. You will be like a watered garden, like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. The waters shall not be cut off for you. Glory to God. They will not fail. The Lord will make you and establish you a joy unto the Lord, rejoicing even in his own glory. Praise the Lord. Remember, the Lord shall guide thee continually. That's not just he guide you today, he leave you alone tomorrow, leave you alone for the next few weeks or months while you're going through and then come back. No, the Lord shall guide thee continually. And he will satisfy your soul in drought. There's a lot of drought right now, drought shortage. That's what that means. Anything, when things are dry, when there's a shortage, mass shortage of goodness, wellness, and prosperity is a drought. You know, an economy is not doing well, that's a drought. You know, when people are losing their jobs all over the place, that's a drought. You know, when inflation causes people what they have to not be able to buy enough for themselves, money that they used to be able to have that was sufficient is no longer sufficient. Well, that's a drought. The enemy has put his hand upon all things. But for you, the Lord will satisfy thy soul in drought. And make by fat thy bones. You say, well, how's the Lord going to do? Well, listen for the Lord. You know, praise God. Listen, because you never know what the Lord is going to instruct you to do. But you listen, you know. There's a way that the Lord will even seal instructions in your heart, you know. Even while you are sleeping, praise God. Listen to this in the book of Job, chapter 33, starting at verse 14. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet men will not understand or perceive it. But in a dream, so you can use a dream, that's once. You can use a vision, that's twice. In a dream, in a vision of the night, while deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, see, even in the night while you are sleeping, this is how God will write instruction in your heart. Then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction. Hallelujah. So that when you wake up, God will show you what to do, how to keep you from the evil, you know, and so forth, and how to profit. You put instruction in your heart. You wake up and it seems as if a light bulb went on. Well, the Lord, he did it. He put it there. So acknowledge the Lord for it. And thank him for it. He will give you ideas. Show you, you know, what to do. Praise God. God will show you how to prosper. But we must be ready. You know, we got to do our part. You know, you can't leave everything and say, well, you know, manna will fall down from heaven into my lap. Maybe so, maybe not. You know, sometimes you got to do something. It's kind of like Noah. See, the Lord told him the flood was coming, but he, Noah, had to build the ark. God didn't build the ark for him. Why not? Well, you know, God didn't build him the ark. Showed him where to get the wood. God made the wood. He didn't make the ark. Noah built the ark. So God makes wood, not furniture, and gives people wisdom to transform the wood into furniture. They use wood for building houses and so forth and all of that. God doesn't build these houses. Built his own house, not made with hands. That's us. But hands, houses that are made with hands, they are built by people. But the builder of all things is God. You say, well, every house is built by some man. But he that built all things is God, because he provide the materials. He provide the materials, you do the building. Gives you the timber, you build the ark. That's the way it is. You know, and why do you think it took Noah so long? 120 years to figure it out. It was a massive ark. And he probably tried and didn't get it right multiple times. But he kept at it. He didn't give up, you know, kept trying. As, people didn't have quite, you know, the help that we have today. But he kept trying. He got some help, got some instruction from the Lord, but he had to do it. God wasn't going to do it for him. You know, so God will show you and give you instruction, but you're going to have to do it. Glory to God. One time the Lord said to Peter, well, it's time for us to pay our taxes, isn't it? Because they've been accusing them of not paying taxes. You just say, well, okay. Who should be paying taxes? You know, the children of the kingdom or strangers? They say strangers. Say, well, in that case, children of the kingdom are free. But nevertheless, you know, lest we offend them, let's pay taxes, you know, for you and for me. But here's what you're going to do. And Jesus told him what to do. Jesus didn't give him the money, but he told him how to find it. Glory to God. You got to go down to the lake and catch a fish. Open his mouth, you'll find a coin in there. You paid for me and you. But Peter had to do a lot of things. He wasn't carrying his fishing gear all around with him. In fact, he had stashed it because when Jesus said, come after me, I'll make you fishers of men, he dumped the fishing gear. That's it. Now he's got to go find some fishing gear. Took him a long time to accomplish that thing. Right? Jesus said the word, just go and get, go catch a fish. So, and open its mouth, the first one that you catch. It's going to have a coin that you can pay for me. Wow. The creator of all the ends of the earth could have just snapped his fingers and given, Peter the coin. But that doesn't work like that. You're going to have to do something. So I'll tell you what to do. What do you have in your house? Well, just a pot of oil. Well, you're going to do something. You're going to go borrow some pots, not a few. You're going to shut yourself in that room, bring, your sons to bring the pot to you one by one, fill them and set them aside, fill the next one. You're going to have to do these things. Glory to God. It's not just going to happen by itself. So while we're waiting for strategy from the Lord and instruction, that strategy will come with instruction of what we must do. And that's how it works. You must do. When it was time for God to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt, they had to do a lot of things. Even though God already knew what they were going to do, what he was going to do for them, they themselves had to do a lot of things. First, there had to be a paradigm shift in their heads that they are actually coming out of slavery. They got to understand that. Then they got to pack their things. They got to go to their neighbors. They will borrow some things. God wanted them to rob those Egyptians, and so on, because of all this trouble that they had given them for hundreds of years. But they had to do these things. When God said, well, go to your neighbors and borrow any vessels of gold and silver, precious things. And those people, because of the plagues, were willing to thrust everything at them, say, take it and just leave. Perhaps if you leave, all these things will stop. God punished them to that point that they were able to, anything necessary to get rid of this, these Jews, get rid of them, and so on. So, God, but the children of Israel had to do something. They got to pack their load and follow the man of God. And, if you didn't, you remained in Egypt, well, you will die, of many things. So God will give us instructions, but there's a lot of things that we must do on our own. Even when it came time to feed the multitudes, Jesus himself demonstrated the same thing. Told his disciples, feed the people. They said, well, with what? We don't have enough food. Where are we even going to get it? There's even nothing here. Where would we get the food to feed all these people? Jesus himself knew what he would do, but he said, well, give them to eat. So finally they found somebody that had just a little boy that had just, something enough, probably enough for him for a few meals. And the mother had packed for him. And he handed it over, he had 5 loaves, 2 fishes. And Jesus said, well, it is enough. But here's what I wanted you to do. If Jesus is going to give them instruction. He always gives you instruction, but you're going to have to do it. The Lord's going to bless the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, but you are going to hand it out to the people. Put them in companies, 50s, etc. Set them over here, set them over here. You're going to have to do it. So Jesus puts a blessing on the meal, on the food, puts it in the hands of the disciples and walks away. And he never looks back. He's done with his own part. Now, the rest is up to you. But you now have to take that, whatever portion was in your hands, Andrew, Peter, James, John, the rest of them, they're looking at the little food in their hands. What can I do? He said 50. Well, this can't even fit 50, let alone all the other 50s. There are 5,000 people there. You know, so there are hundreds of 50s there. And he said, well, but they had to keep believing. That's why Jesus gave them instruction to do it like that. Believe for the 50 and keep believing. And as you are dishing it out, you know, the food is multiplying and not diminishing in the hands of the disciples, not in the hands of Jesus. Jesus already put the blessing on it and just walked away. It was just, you know, 5 loaves and 2 fishes. It's no, there's no big deal to break 5 loaves into 12. Anybody could do that. You could do that. That wasn't hard. What was hard was getting those things to be multiplied. But Jesus, he put just the same blessing he put in the beginning upon all seed, the fruit tree having seed in itself, the power to multiply. Jesus put it in, but he put it back in the hands of the disciples. Jesus himself wasn't the one that fed the disciples. Fed the multitude. He didn't. It was the disciples that fed the multitude. But Jesus gave them instruction and he gave them the means of how to do it. But they had to do it. You know, we must always be involved, and God involves us in partnering with him in these things. I'm not just going to sit down and everything will just be all right. No. You're going to get up and you're going to do something. When you lose your job, God's going to give you instruction of what else to do. But that what else you must do. You know, you must do. You can't just sit down and be praying. You can pray all you want, but, you know, when God answers that prayer, it will be instruction of what you must do throughout the scriptures. You know, it's like that. Even, you know, when God is meeting your needs supernaturally, even the great Elijah, the prophet, God was meeting his needs supernaturally, you know, through the brook and the ravens and all of that. And when the brook dried up, well, you know, Elijah could have stayed there and be praying that the brook should not dry and rebuking the thing that's coming again, come against that dryness in the brook, come against it, you know, and so forth. And be rebuking that brook from drying. The brook is dry. You know, they're not going to rebuke anything. You know, the Lord give you instruction of what's next. This brook is dry. Well, what's next now? He's going to tell you. And you got to follow that instruction. You can't stay there praying over something that's already dry. The Lord could have prevented it from drying up, but he didn't. So if he allowed it to dry, that means it's dry. You know, so if it was us today, or me, maybe I'll probably be staying there praying for that brook. Or maybe it was you praying for that brook not to dry. We'll be doing that, wasting your spiritual energy. You know, when the Lord says the brook is dry, well, look to the Lord for instruction of what's next. That's right. You know, so if you lose your job, that means that particular brook is dry. There's no need for you to be praying about that. It's dry. It's done. So what you need to do is figure out what's the next instruction, Lord. That's right. Well, he might tell you, well, you got to go to Zarephath. Zarephath was a long journey from where he was at. You know, why God had to send him that far? Well, that's known unto God. His ways known unto him are, you know, his ways from the beginning of even the foundation of the world. But you know, he will share that knowledge with us, but we must do something. You know, you got to travel from the brook at Cherith to Zarephath, you know, in order for God to show you that salvation that he had prepared. So, well, I prepared a widow woman there to sustain you, but you're going to have to take that journey. Praise God. You know, so the things that I'm saying, you know, is that God will show you what to do. You know, I Googled the distance between the brook Cherith and Zarephath, and you can Google it too. It says, well, the distance between the brook Cherith and Zarephath is estimated between 50 and 85 miles, somewhere in there, you know. But he said, well, this is Google. So, but there are some sources that suggest even a longer distance based on where Zarephath is located, you know, Mediterranean coast, south of Sidon and so on. based on where Elijah was, you know, they calculated this distance. You know, it could have been 50 to 60 miles or 60 to 85 miles, somewhere in there. They estimated it. Elijah had to travel all of that, and he had to travel by foot. You know, he wasn't, you know, he didn't have anything. He didn't have any camel or anything with him. He was all alone by himself in the brook. And to travel that all on foot. You know, you got to get up and you got to do something. And when they came to, the children of Israel came to the Red Sea. In that Red Sea moment, when they thought, well, this is the end of the road. There's nowhere to go, can't go forward. The Red Sea is blocking us. Pharaoh is charging down behind us. We're certainly going to perish here today. That's it. They thought it was the end of the road. Well, God said, no, but you must go forward. You have to go forward. You know, praise the Lord. And until you believe that you are must go forward, it will continue to be the Red Sea. That's right. But the moment you believe and receive the instruction to go forward, God will part that Red Sea. But you got to go forward. Can't stay there. You know, when the brook is dry, it is dry. You move forward. Glory to God. And sometimes when people lose their job, they're confused, they don't know what to do, just start there and bemoan their losses. No. You got to find something else. You got to get up and do whatever. It may not be as lucrative as what you had before, but eventually it will be better. But God will prove you during that time. See if you are willing to get up and do what it takes. Are you willing to get up and do what it takes? You know, you got to get up and do what it takes. Praise the Lord. Whatever it takes, do it. And the Lord will make sure that you have enough. Praise the Lord. He will show you, will guide you. Maybe a little rough, but, you know, so what? Timothy was instructed by Paul, 2 Timothy 2 and 3. Said, thou therefore, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, must endure hardness. You got to be rugged. You know, hardness means, well, things may not always go smoothly or easy. You know, you may have some rough times, but so what? You know, you develop, you know, resilience and so forth. Build up your spiritual capacity, develop resilience. Use prayers, use the word of God, use all that you have that God has given you, but you come out victorious no matter what. Always, you know, abounding and always always victorious. You know, Paul said it this way. He said, you know, we're buffeted on every side, a lot of things and happening and so forth. You know, we go through a lot of stuff, you know. Things present, things to come, and so forth. I'm persuaded. Now, you know, none of these things bother me. I can do all these things. But he said, look, you know, I thank God Almighty who always, you know, always causes us to triumph in everything. You know, whether we are up, we triumph. Whether we are down, we triumph. You know, whether I am abounding, I triumph. Whether I have little, I triumph. I'm always triumphing. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 14. Thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ. Now, triumph means you've got some travail. You can't triumph when there is nothing to triumph over. Praise the Lord. He that overcometh implies that there is stuff that you've got to overcome. You've got to overcome depression. You've got to overcome confusion. Don't sit in darkness. The Lord will be a light unto you. Micah chapter 7 verse 8 tells you, you know, rejoice not against me. This was a posture that we must take. Rejoice not against me, O my enemy. For when I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light unto me. You know, even when I fall, I shall arise. He knew that. And he wasn't going to stay down for the camp. He was going to encourage himself in the Lord. And Isaiah put it best. Isaiah 52 and verse 2 says, you know, arise and shake yourself from the dust. Loose yourself from the bands around your neck. And the devil try to put these things around you, keep you down, keep you gloomy, keep you sad, keep you depressed. No. You shake, break loose from those things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to know that, look, the Lord never promised that we will not have any trouble, but he said, I will be with you in trouble. That's right. So he never promised that everything will be smooth sailing or sailing. But he said, look, even when you pass through the fire, I'll be right there with you. So let's encourage ourselves with these things. Glory to God. And I pray that you will receive instruction, you know, from the Almighty. That's what it says in the book of Job. The text that I read to you today say there's instruction coming your way, but you got to receive instruction from his mouth. That's the way that he's going to do it. You're going to want to find silver and gold and, you know, all this stuff, but you got to receive instruction, you know, from his mouth. Praise the Lord. Receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. That's instruction, you know. And, you know, that's how you're going to prosper. He's going to teach you how to do it. Praise the Lord. And I pray that the Lord will bless everybody with wisdom and understanding. You know, it's a, some people have said, you know, I heard this, you know, some time ago, and I've heard it a few times since then, you know, that you can teach someone, I mean, you can give someone fish, when they, you know, or you can teach them how to fish, you know, so the Lord can give you fish for now, but that you're going to eat that fish, then you are still going to be in want because the fish is finished, but he can teach you how to fish. And then you have, you know, enough, you know, not just for one time, you know, but he can teach, if he teaches you how to profit according to, you know, Isaiah 48 and 17, it will teach you how to profit, then you will have enough always. It can give you something now, but if you still don't know how to profit, you know, it's like the prodigal son who came into a lot of wealth suddenly, you know, but he didn't know how to profit. He had no knowledge, he had no prudence, he had understanding, just squandered the whole thing. And then after he squandered it, because he didn't know how to profit, and he began to be in want. You know, so, you know, knowing how to profit is very key. You know, no matter what you have, if you don't know how to profit with it, whether little or large, one way or the other, sometimes it'll be depleted. Even the one that may have a large supply at first, nothing else coming in, you don't know how to profit with it, but one day it'll be gone. Story of prodigal son, had a lot. You know, he kept spending. He didn't know how to profit. He could have invested, made some money, made some good things out of it. But, you know, he was just living for the moment. Well, and then the thing caught up with him. You know, so, you know, we need instruction. So powerful. My prayer for you today is that God will give you that instruction. The instruction he gives you will be different than the instruction he gives somebody else. So don't worry about, you know, them. Focus on what God's telling you. Now, God may use somebody, you know, to help you and give you advice and give you this and that, but you got to hear from God yourself. Once you hear from God what God wants you to do, then seek help, you know, from those who know how to do it. Praise the Lord. You know, you got to surround yourself with people that, you know, are going to help you, you know, get ahead. Don't surround yourself with negative people. They're going to drain you. That's no good. But you surround yourself with people, you know, that can help you. Praise the Lord. But first, God must speak to you. You must hear from God what he wants you to do. And then he'll show you even where to get further help on how to figure it out. But you must be willing to get up and do whatever it takes. Praise the Lord. The solution God provided for you yesterday might have been through your job. Well, the solution he'll provide today may be different. You may have lost that job. The brook is dry. But so what? God is still on the throne. Brook dried up. Well, I've prepared a widow woman to sustain you somewhere. But you know, you're going to have to go there. You're going to have to figure it out. You know, so, you know, God will show it to you and you will figure it out. Father, I pray, Lord, let the light shine upon our ways. Help your people to figure it out. Help our children to figure it out. Help my brothers and my sisters in this room today to figure it out. Give us instruction. Hallelujah. Even while we are sleeping, seal the instruction in our hearts. When we wake up, you know, we have understanding. In the name of Jesus, let there be a brightness, you know, around us. Never in darkness. Jesus said, you will not walk in darkness. Have the light of life. Let our paths, you know, be lit up by the word of God. Thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet where I'm standing and a light to the path ahead of me. You know, give us instruction. Show us the way that we should go. The psalmist said, well, the Lord will show you the way to go. Psalm 32 and verse 8. But do not be like the mule or the whore, you know, can't, you know, you jerk him around before you get him to move. When the Lord shows you instruction, you must move. Don't be jerked around before you can move. Don't just sit there. Fold your arms. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms. Proverbs says, well, so shall your poverty come as an armed man suddenly upon somebody. You know, so don't fold your arms. Don't sit down in place doing nothing. No, that's not going to bring you victory. But what you need is to get up and do something. You can read Proverbs chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. You know, and you can also read Proverbs 24 and verse 33. These things say the same thing. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the arms to rest so that your poverty shall come. You know, when people just sit down, don't do anything. You know, you got to get up and do something. Proverbs 6 and 10 will tell you. Proverbs 24 and 33 will tell you the same thing. Sluggard says, you know, I sleep a little, I'm going to rest a little, I'll do it tomorrow. Tomorrow? No. That's a spirit of procrastination. We're always saying tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Why not today? You know, so whatever your hands find doing, do it now. Don't procrastinate it. You know, God may indeed give you instruction about tomorrow. We've seen he's done that in the scriptures. But let it not be that tomorrow coming from a spirit of procrastination. You know, say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. Well, you know, that's what he says, the sluggard says. Say, well, I'll do it tomorrow. Another sluggard will also say, well, that's a lion in the street. You know, I can't do it. You know, so what does that really mean? Well, that means, you know, they'll find reasons, right? They'll find all kinds of reasons to, you know, to not do it. They'll say, well, you know, difficulties, the challenges along the way, the lion in the street, something is going to slay me if I go out there, you know. And if that's the way that they're thinking, then, well, you know, you will not be able to get anything done, you know. So you got to get up. My prayer is for you to get up and move. And the Lord will show you, you know, how to do it. You know, some people have said that it's easier to steer a moving vehicle than one that is stationary. And in moving, you know, it can move even smoother. When it's stationary, it's harder, you know. So, you know, let's not think of the challenges, think of the victories that God will give you, you know. God will give you victories, but you must, he'll give you instruction, but you must get up and do something. Don't hide behind anything. Ecclesiastes chapter 11 and verse 4 says, he that observeth the wind shall not sow, and he that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. In other words, say, well, it's going to rain today, I'm not doing anything. So they stay indoors. Well, if you do that, I say, well, you're not going to reap anything. So get up and do something. You've got to go somewhere it's raining, go, take an umbrella. So what? You know, I mean, it's not the first time it will rain, and it's not the last time it will rain. Praise God. You know, don't let any natural things, you know, circumstances or situations hold you back. You get up. I mean, you fall, you get up. You know, it rains, you take an umbrella. You do whatever whatever it takes, keep moving. The Lord will meet you and he will show you good success. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and the glory for your children, because you will never leave them nor forsake them. You instruct them the way they should go. You will help them to show them how to make profit, and you will give them light. Shine and be a light unto them, even when they sit in darkness. They will never be confused, and my people shall never be ashamed. In Jesus' name, we pray. And the Lord God will help me. Isaiah said, therefore have I set my face as a flint, you know, and I know that I would not be ashamed. Isaiah 50 and verse 7. Amen and amen.